not made up. You got to pay on time.
No, that's
that.
Yeah. No, I mean something.
Yeah.
I mean something that you have across here. Here's the pillow. Have you ever seen one of those that goes like
yes,
that?
I guess I have. You go come across and turn the room, you know, to a double bed.
Right.
These one. Little one thing on the door and another and one. Turn it up, double it, and sleep on it. Depends on how they want their head. I always sleep on two pillars.
What was that you said about some of those, though, they go? You said some of those pillows would go.
Well, now that feather bed there, that ain't a pillow. That goes the whole width of the bed.
Yeah. Okay.
We've got several of them because they've come down through the generation, but now you couldn't get them. But now my wife will do this. When we kill chickens, you know, used to before we got to buy an already dressed chicken, kill our own chickens. Well, they'd take care of them feathers, you know, and that puts them in these cushions here, you see, and you're sitting on now.
Yeah.
They're made out of chicken feathers.
I see. About the last thing you put on a bed? The last thing that's put on a bed?
Well, them's quilts or coverlets.
What's the difference between a quilt and a coverlet?
Well, our quilts thing or something like that would be a coverlet. They're in there, only they're different. I told you the other day, that one was handmade. It's come down through my great grandmother. That'd be a, I don't know, I reckon you call that a, I've always heard them called coverlets or spreads or something like that. And in yonder, you see on them beds, it's a different kind. That's bought stuff, you see. That's handmade, 100 years old.
What would you call that thing in there?
Spreads or something like that. That's coverlet. Now, you talk about coverlet, that's all it's been called, as far as I know, a coverlet. But them would be bedspreads or something like that.
And what's a quilt? Now, how would that
be? Well, now, a quilt's a thing that's made, you know, and it's cotton between the quilting and the lining. If you don't know, I can show you there what a quilt is. You'd rather see it.
Well, I just wondered what kind of a distinction.
Well, now, they women done the quilting. They'd get their frames and put them up here, and they'd gather in and quilt them. And they first take something like a sheet, you know, a big heavy piece of white cloth, and sew it together. And then they'd take this cotton and put between it. And then they'd piece these squares, you know, and then take and sew them down. They make all kinds of quilts. Them quilts has gotten out of here and get $25 or $30 a piece for.
What do you call a bed that's made up flat on the floor?
A what?
Well, you know, like you had a whole lot of kids over the house.
Oh, them's pallets. Pallets. Okay. Now, that's what we always call them. I don't know what other people call them.
Now, what do you call what different kinds of a soil? How would you just kind of describe the different kinds of soil you have on your place? Yeah, I don't want technical names.
It's just difference in soil. You take two or three fields right close together, it'll be different kind of soil. Now you take in our country, most of it in this lowland is black soil. Soil. Well, you get up on hilltops and higher land and the soil don't go so deep. You get down there, they're just red clay. And you take down in the lower end of the county, I've got a son-in-law down there and they raise a lot of stuff, you know, and they bring us up. They've got yellow, just yellow clay soil. And the other day they brought some beans up here. And I hulled a half a bushel of them beans. And you'll get that red soil. When you're done, you gotta go wash your hands, that red soil. Well, our beans ain't that way. That soil don't stick to them. We've got a black soil here.
You call that black soil anything?
Well, it's just black soil or clay soil, you know.
What do you call that black kind of sticky soil? That really is black and kind of wet?
Well, I don't know what you'd call that unless it'd be mud.
Do you have anything you call jumbo soil or gumbo?
No, I never did hear that.